The United States is under attack. Multiple bombings and plane crashes causing terror of such a scope it's almost impossible to comprehend. The twin towers of the World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan collapsed after a pair of planes, one of them a hijacked American Airlines jet, crashed into them this morning.
It exploded in a ball of flames, engulfing the landmark in black billowing smoke. Then, 18 minutes later, a second plane hit the second World Trade Tower.
When your day is long.
If you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh, my God.
Night is yours alone.
Wait, oh, my God.
Oh,
the next building
is
just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God.
When you're sure you've had enough.
There is panic on the streets. Thousands of people running.
There's a lot of people that didn't get out. There's a lot of people coming down the stairs burnt up. It's bad.
Don't let yourself go.
The roof has collapsed here. There is a chasm in the side of the Pentagon.
Everybody cries.
It's really the worst thing that's happened since Pearl Harbor.
Like, I thought I was watching a Hollywood movie.
Everybody hurts.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
It's more scarier for the children, I think, than for us, because the children don't understand what's going on.
Sometimes everything is wrong.
I think Canada should be like a brother in the situation. Terrorists can, you know, be so gutless.
Now it's time to sing along when your day is night. Hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible.
Thank you.
This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil.
I would like to thank Canadians who have kept their calm in these last 4 hours.
Because everybody hurts.
This is not a battle between the United States and terrorism, but between the free and democratic world and terrorism.
Everybody hurts.
Some Canadians work in the World Trade Center. At this point, we can't speculate as to how many have been affected by this tragedy.
The second tower, which collapsed first, I believe I saw people jumping to their deaths.
If you're on your own.
All flights within North America have been canceled.
All Canadian airports have been closed.
Days and nights are long.
Thousands of passengers are stranded at airports across the country with no flights whatsoever taking off.
When you think you've had too much.
Markets in Toronto and New York are shut down.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
Well, everybody hurts, but sometimes everybody cries.
We're asking donors to come forward, not just today, but over the coming weeks.
Everybody hurts.
Yesterday was indeed a dark day in our history.
It's hard to put it into words, and maybe one doesn't need to. Both trade towers have now been attacked and destroyed.
Simply no way to accurately describe the emotion this evokes.
At least five men described as Arabs have been identified as suspects in the two hijackings that originated from Logan Airport here in Boston.